Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. We got some World Series thoughts on the way, 11:45. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll give you 60 seconds each on the perfect Halloween evening.
Woo! 60 seconds sounds about right.
Again, it's very open-ended.
You still got 40 seconds for candy.
You take that wherever you want to go.
No, I know. I know.
I think it's clear where we're going.
I got it.
But high noon, we'll go on the clock and give you the perfect Halloween night to plan accordingly for Halloween tomorrow. Big day for this show and everybody out there. Plus, we have a key for madness for you at 12:45. Real quick, we do have some Bruins news that I find interesting.
Yeah?
Corpy's starting again tonight.
Listen, Marco Sturm benched minus Lowry. They got a win. And I pointed out in that game, it wasn't a Swayman game. It was a Corposalo game. And he's trying to get any kind of good momentum he possibly can, so he's going right back to him. Can't imagine Swayman's thrilled, but that's interesting. I think it's interesting.
Can't imagine Jeremy Swayman is thrilled at that.
Nope.
So we'll circle back to it, but it's a Corpy game tonight. Hampus Lindholm was not at morning skate. He just had a great feed to Pastrnak the other day.
He had a good game, yeah.
But the Hamper will play tonight. He just welcomed a baby girl.
Congratulations.
So congrats there. Hashtag girl dad.
Hey, right there with you, buddy.
You and Hamper.
Yep, me and the Hamps.
So he'll be playing tonight with Corpy and Net for the Bees. But we want to talk some Patriots here with our pal Taylor Kyles of CLNS. Taylor, how are we doing this week?
Doing well, fellas. How you doing?
Oh, great. We're doing wonderful. Just getting ready for the big holiday tomorrow to plan accordingly. But the Patriots are getting ready for the trade deadline beyond the Falcons game on Sunday. They just made a couple of moves, depth players who were both healthy scratches this past weekend in Keon White and Kyle Duggar. What do you think those moves signify about the Patriots and their approach at the deadline?
I think it means that, one, those were two players that they finally got some kind of offer for. It felt like for a while, really by the end of the summer, that neither guy was a great fit for the team. Obviously, we had bigger hopes for Keon White, but he ended his time with the Patriots this season with just three pressures. Didn't really get to do what he did best on the inside. And I don't really think he was a fit anymore because he wasn't allowed to do what he did best. And then Kyle Duggar, I know he worked really hard to get back. He missed a lot of time. That plus the ankle injury combined to really put him behind the eight ball. I thought he was solid, you know, but at the same time, that's a guy who could maybe start for some teams in certain roles, and he was very clearly a backup with the Patriots. Now, he did have a knee injury when he was on the inactive list last week, but obviously, you know, big picture, they just weren't fits anymore. So just Mike Vrabel continuing to build the team that he sees in his image, and I don't think they're done necessarily. I think that especially on the edge, they could still use some depth there because they just got a lot of young guys, not a lot of experience. But safety, they actually signed John Saunders Jr. from the Dolphins practice squad. He's a guy who's got good instincts. He's a pretty solid blitzer, positional versatility, which apparently they really like for him. So they might be done at safety. I'm a little bit so-so about the depth there, but the edge, they definitely need reinforcements.
What about running back? Ramondre Stevenson on the injury report yesterday with a toe injury, didn't practice. Obviously, he's had his fumble issues. Gibson's out for the year. Henderson did pop last week, but what about them targeting a running back?
Yeah, running back also makes a ton of sense. Now, Ramondre, you know, he did look good the past couple weeks. I thought he was really great after contact and obviously has done a better job protecting the ball. Travion Henderson finally flashed last week in a really good scheme and a game plan from Josh McDaniels. Unfortunately, he did have that fumble that he lost near the end of the game. Also had one punched out, actually, sneakily along the sideline that he brought back to his body, so it didn't really count. But you need depth either way. Whether or not you have the fumble problems or whether or not both guys play perfect, you'd still like to have some insurance in case something happens at a position that deals with a lot of wear and tear. So they did sign Terrell Jennings to the 53-man roster, which Mike Vrabel kind of hinted at on Monday. But even still, I feel like the best Patriots backfields are usually four deep. So somebody like a Jerome Ford for the Browns would be really interesting for me. He's got special teams and return ability on top of being able to run the ball and catch the ball. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, Breece Hall would be, you know, the dream scenario, but I would be stunned if the Jets end up trading their one of their current best players to an in-division rival.
Taylor, Keith just mentioned Travion Henderson popped a little bit last week. You highlighted some of the fumbling issues that he had within that game that really haven't been a part of his career, even going back to Ohio State. What we saw last week from McDaniels, the plays outside the formation where, you know, Henderson is out on the edge of the defense, was that a matchup thing, like a scheme thing for that game, or is that something you expect to see more of with Henderson in this offense?
This run scheme is always going to be pretty game plan heavy. Like this week, for example, the Falcons, their weakness is really on the inside, so I think this could be a really big Ramondre Stevenson game. Like we even saw a couple weeks ago, we saw a lot of inside runs from them, and we were like, well, why is there not that much Travion Henderson? And, you know, they said we just felt like Ramondre had the hot hand, and a lot of that, once again, came on the inside. So, I mean, last week, Travion Henderson, his first big run and on his first carry was on a wham run where Jack Westover seals the defensive tackle and Travion Henderson goes right inside for, I think it was 12 yards or something like that. So I don't necessarily think they're going to get away from Travion, but the outside stuff, I think that was something they thought was a weakness for the Browns. Probably won't see it this week. I'm not going to say they won't. There's still a multiple scheme. But I do think that had more to do with the game plan and wanting to get Travion in space where he can make a lot of his magic happen.
How sustainable is Drake May's deep ball success? Because now we're not just comparing him to what other players are doing this season, but like all-time great seasons, and he's still way out in front of everybody. Halfway through the season, so it is a growing sample size, but how sustainable is this?
I mean, when he was coming out of college, if you read the scouting reports, the deep ball was not a problem for him. It was one of his strengths. He was, I think, obviously Jaden Daniels was very much in that conversation as well. But by the numbers, and I think by the eye test, he was the best deep ball thrower in college. Whereas Jaden Daniels, not that he couldn't throw deep over the middle, but a lot of his success then and in the pros has come on those go balls where he just does such a good job with location and putting enough air on it that guys can run under it for touchdowns if they've got the speed. But Drake accesses the entire deep part of the field and has since college. Post routes, which are some of my favorites and where I think he's the most deadly. Like corners, the goal balls that Jaden Daniels is also good at. Like he's been really good at these since he was at UNC. Last year, I think a lot of the inefficiency was Kayshon Booty and him didn't have the connection that we're seeing this year. He didn't have a ton of time. Most of the play actions that they tried last season were disrupted by pressure. And that's why Mike Vrabel, when he was asked about the deep ball, mentioned, hey, it always starts with a good pocket. So it's a combination of things. It's going to take the offensive line continuing to give him those spaces to step up into. And it's going to take guys like Kayshon Booty and Austin Hooper making some great catches as well if he's a little bit off. But with his deep ball success, I think he could have more, frankly, because I'm seeing guys like Mac Hollins streaking wide open at points and he just isn't able to get them the ball for one reason or another. So I think it's pretty sustainable. It's more the situation around him and whether that remains consistent for him to access what's been, you know, one of the best parts of his game for a long time.
Taylor Kiles, CLNS. You can check out his work on Twitter at tkiles39. A lot of good stuff there, including some metrics this week that you're passing along from PFF on Marcus Jones as a slot corner. We like what we've seen all year. I was surprised at the contract. Not that I have an issue with it, but he is now the third highest paid slot corner in the NFL, according to Field Yates. How do you feel about that contract?
I think it's fair. And I think it's also the fact that he's a versatile player, not just as a cornerback, where if you have some depth issues on the outside, he can bump out there. Obviously some size mismatch issues, but he's still competitive, which is more than you can ask for from, you know, your fourth or fifth guy on the roster where you're not really sure what you're going to get. So he's not just a slot defender, and he's not just a cornerback. As we know, he's a fantastic punt returner right now, and you can look at my Twitter. I have the exact numbers. I believe he leads the NFL in punt return average for the longest punt return, and his one touchdown, I believe, is tied for the most, even though he's only got 10 returns on the season. Like, a lot of times, teams don't even want to punt to him, so they'll try to get out of bounds or create situations where it's disadvantageous to him. So that's a guy that you have to think about in different phases of the game, and that's huge as well. So it's not just the fact that he has been playing like one of, if not the best slot corners, and is having a career year, and what's been a pretty impressive career already as long as he's been healthy, and the durability as well. He was healthy all summer, participated for them. He's been great this season. I think last year you started to see him stay on the field more consistently after he missed a lot of 2023, but I really don't have an issue with the contract because of how many different ways he impacts your team. And being a captain for the first year, I think it also sends the message that they've been trying to send for the past couple of years, maybe they've been more effective in 2025, is that, hey, if you are representing what we want for this team and you're embodying all of the virtues that we hold so highly, we will reward you and we will pay you accordingly. And that's exactly what happened. So kudos to the organization for getting it done, and kudos to Marcus Jones for earning it.
Taylor, I saw you posted on Twitter the other day about how you can't post NFL video anymore. You've been doing film breakdown for a while on different plays and everything else. What happened there? You get like a cease and desist? Did somebody from the NFL office show up at your door? What's going on?
So there was a misunderstanding when it came to, we have to abide by a 90-second rule if you're a credentialed media. So in one day, or if it's, you know, something that you see from the team, like interviews, you know, practice, things like that, can't be more than 90 seconds total for the day. There was a misunderstanding of whether my film overlapped with that, which I do understand. And, you know, there was an inquisition made just to figure out whether or not I was staying within the guidelines. Again, very fair. And it was actually discovered that, according to the NFL, credentialed media cannot post NFL footage of any kind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
So whether it's broadcast, whether it's the film that they make you pay $100 for, you are not allowed to post it as credentialed media. So, you know, it's disappointing. It was a really fun way for me to engage with fans and people that I also appreciate their insights, where maybe I don't see something and they do. It's one of my favorite parts of, you know, being a football fan, but also this job. So it was disappointing, but, you know, as they say, you got to adapt or die. So I'm working on some new things to try to make up for it.
Here's an idea, and you didn't hear it from me. You come up with a separate Twitter account, and let's call it something like Kaler Tiles. And then you start ripping video from there, and then you simply retweet it and be like, oh, great point by this guy. Let me really break this down and use that video. It's not your video. It's somebody else's
video.
It's
someone else's video. Brilliant.
Who's definitely not you.
Yeah, you didn't hear it here.
That could work.
But that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an idea I surely would never consider. It sounds kind of people. I would never do something like that. But also, if people want to help me out, if they've got some film clips they really like and they're like, hey, I'd like a different perspective on this, and they post it, As to my knowledge, I'm still allowed to quote tweets, so just putting that out into the ether.
Very good.
Hey, how about that?
That'll work.
The bat signal.
The bat signal.
If you will, to quote tweet that. Well, Taylor, look, we appreciate your work. We enjoy your work. That stinks. And you're not the only one that's happened to, right? That's happened to Orlovsky, among other people, right?
Yeah, no, this is a league-wide thing. It was just discovered on our particular beat, but yeah, no, league-wide, credentialed media aren't supposed to be posting NFL footage.
All right, I got a troika of Halloween-related questions for you with a big day tomorrow. First, what is your favorite Halloween candy? Second, what is your favorite horror movie of all time? And third, what is the best Halloween costume you ever had?
Oh, man. I'm not going to say it was the best, but it was the most memorable is when I was in college and still making poor decisions. You know, my frontal lobe was still in development. I was too lazy and decided to just write on a sign God's gift to women. So it was like two women from God.
Nice.
That got a lot of mixed responses. I learned a lot of lessons that night. So that one I would not recommend it unless you are trying to get a lot of various attention.
Very creative.
Candy, very creative. Yeah.
Candy. Let me get a candy. I'll go with a Crunch bar because I'm a big texture guy. I like the little bit of the crunch, obviously, and I like chocolate, so that's big on me. And like I've said before, Nightmare on Elm Street has a special place in my heart, but more recently, I'm going to go with, I don't know if it's like horror Halloween or whatever, but it's kind of scary. Barbarian is one of the wildest movies. It kind of crosses genres and stuff. It's very interesting. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's not for the the sensitive horror watchers, but it is very interesting, very good movie.
I love it. I love that. Good call on both of those movies. Good call on the candy. Maybe not a great call on the costume, but everything else.
Crunch bar, though. You don't get Crunch bar.
No, underrated. People sleep on the Crunch bar.
I appreciate anybody who because if you ask me, I go peanut butter cup.
Crunch. Good one.
I appreciate when we get a different answer. All right. Well, Taylor, again, send any video you have at TaylorKyles39. He can quote tweet that, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
You too. Taylor Kyles joining us here quite often. Very generous with his time, joining us here on Jones and
Crunch
Keith,
bar, good. Put that bad boy in the freezer, even the fridge, just to cool it down a little bit.
Let me tell you. Now, I went and got all the Jones family Halloween candy. I woke up the other day.
Yeah,
like,
what do you guys got?
We haven't bought any Halloween candy, so I got. You have to get peanut butter cups. You have to get, and we get very few trick or treaters. Very little foot traffic. Kit Kats. peanut butter cups, and then I was choosing should I get Twix or Crunch bars. I actually leaned Twix, but Crunch bar was a consideration.
I like Crunch more than Twix.
Interesting.
We went the other route. So I was at Costco, Bragg, and they had two separate like big variety packages. One was like the chocolate variety.
Yeah,
we ended up going sour variety. No, don't make a noise.
Ugh.
Well, because little CC Beans likes these kinds.
My son also likes all that stuff.
I do too.
I don't like it.
It's like Sour Patch Kids, Nerds, Airheads, like Gummies, Bears. It's a good little bag.
I saw the clip this morning. I missed this live, but I saw their clip on social. Greg said that Airheads are the number one candy in Massachusetts.
I love Airheads. I would sign off on that. I love Airheads.
He hated Airheads.
Couldn't tell you the last time I ate an Airhead.
I even love the movie Airheads.
Good
right,
film.
Bill? Bill loves that one.
I can't remember.
That's why I'm in radio.
For real.
Where was that on the Sandler tiers?
Oh, we probably put that in the top tier, I bet.
It's probably pretty high.
I love that movie. Yeah.
Good candy, good film.
You can't pluralize the Lone Ranger. It's one Ranger. No, we're the Lone Rangers. You can't do that.
Okay, good stuff from Taylor Kyles. And again, check out his timeline. Maybe there is some video in there.
I'm telling you, it's a million-dollar idea.
It's a really good idea.
Taylor Tiles, and all he does is release video, and then Taylor Kyles jumps in and breaks it down.
Yeah, I don't want Oann Dorlovsky to steal that.
Don't touch that.
Copyright.
Copyright.
That is a cease and desist. Yep. We're copyrighting that idea. Don't you dare steal it, Oann Dorlovsky.
That's right.
617-779-7937. We got World Series thoughts. I do want to keep fleshing out this idea that the Bruins are going back to Corpy as well.
That's something.
So we could do all that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.